You're doomed.
Stop the sound effects. Let me finish my damn article.
From the Intro Memorial Spare Bedroom Studio, located somewhere others never want to be, it's Season 4 of the Josh and AC Podcast.
You gotta suck on them before you chew on them.
Follow The Dead End with Josh and AC on our socials, at Josh and AC on Facebook, Josh and AC Podcast on Instagram and YouTube, or email us, joshandacpodcast@gmail.com.
Tastes like weed.
I'm done. I quit.
You can be a total badass.
Dog food tastes that good, I don't want to be right.
He took all 6 inches of that at once.
I love bananas.
Now, if you dare, here are your hosts, AC.
Everything was nice up until now when I have to record with you, you son of a bitch.
And Josh.
Lift your shirt up, baby.
Or not.
Hold, please.
We're off to a good start.
We're on dial-up tonight. We'll just do this. I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They that way.
We got to start over.
Fuck. No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
This song is the best. And, now my whole shit is gone. Motherfucker. Welcome to the Dead End, Season 4, Episode 36. God damn.
Well, we're off to a good start, everybody. All right,
it literally fucking closed all my shit out. God damn.
All right, well, welcome in, everybody. Season 4, episode 36 of The Dead End with Josh and AC. Josh,
I had it all set up.
Would you let me do my intro? Jesus Christ. JoshandAC.podbean.com. You know how to find us, and we go over to that shit at the end of the show. Yeah, we're off to a good start over there. Well, I'm rushing Josh because it's already 10 o'clock at night.
He wants the churro.
Well, that worked.
Yeah.
How long ago did you hit that button?
About 3 days ago.
All right. Well, we have an audience tonight.
Nice up until now, when I have to record with you.
Like a live audience tonight. We won't talk about them, but they're here.
Well, they're here. I don't know how live they are, but
they're here. But anyway, yeah. So welcome in.
Great
start tonight, but it's real late. So we're gonna try and keep these to an hour long shows because
currently 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, Josh has to also drive all the way back and probably
get
wicked
stuck
ass
in a blizzard. Yeah.
I'm hoping not.
I bought the Huskies. They're in the back of the car.
And
so.
You brought your human traffic cone uniform too. So.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it could be his human trafficking uniform as well. So
it is. I whip my wang out.
Yeah, sorry. I forced Josh to eat during the show. Normally he doesn't, but I told him he doesn't have any time to sit there and relax and eat tonight, so he has to shove his mouth full of food.
I have to work tomorrow, and you're rushing me.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't want to be up all night. I was up all day, okay?
Usually you do.
I want to go to bed at some point tonight, too. I also am genuinely concerned about you driving back in a fucking blizzard, okay? It's supposed to get worse.
Here we go. Now it works.
Oh, hey, there we go. All right, well, at least we know your computer's working, right?
All right,
so, only 4 minutes into the show. 2 minutes in after we did the intro. All right, so got a couple things. It's post-Super Bowl. It actually works out because it's only a couple days. I'm officially on vacation as of today.
Yep.
Are
we announcing your pregnancy? Oh, I mean your announcement.
Oh, my pregnancy? Yeah, no. I actually am losing weight, but yeah, there's a couple things. I think I'm gonna save one of my things for the next show
because you probably only have two.
Because I don't have much for the next show. So,
shocking.
Whatever. Listen, at least I did my homework on the Super Bowl because I didn't pay attention to the Super Bowl on Sunday night. So, well, because I was driving to a friend's house. Well, you didn't even. So, how are we supposed to talk about the Super Bowl if you didn't even watch it?
Well, we listened to it on Sirius.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
like, and when I say listen to, I mean like. The last, like, quarter of overtime.
Yeah. Well, I just saw how the Chiefs weren't anywhere close, and then all of a sudden they won the fucking game.
I was like, it was the third quarter. I'm like, wow, this is an exciting game. 10-3.
Yeah.
I didn't even turn it on.
Well, the Super Bowls lately have been like that, though. So, All right, well, let's talk Super Bowl first. Let me pull back up. I have my list of shit here. Let me pull that back up. You can stop your intro music now.
I like the song. I'm pissed off that I didn't get to play it.
All right, so first of all, the game, mediocre, like Josh said. I don't think there was anything spectacular about it.
Not really. I will say...
Well, there was a record set, longest field goal, I think, in the
postseason.
It was like
57 yards
or
some shit.
Longest.
But now, technically, I don't think it should count because it was indoors.
Yeah, so there is really no win factor or anything like that. So I don't know if there was anything else that was done at the Super Bowl.
Mahomes is... He's better than Patrick.
Did you watch the halftime show?
No.
All right. So I'm going to tell you, there were a lot of people that thought that it was actually good. I don't think it was really that good.
It was, what, Usher and Aaliyah or something?
I don't know. Usher, there was some lady at some point, but there were a couple people that were with him. But I will say.
Yeah, those were the doctors.
Did you hear the national anthem, Reba McEntire?
No.
She actually did a really nice job, and Post Malone singing "God Bless America, America the Beautiful," whatever.
Malone did good. I heard
he did really good. Yeah, and he was super nervous. Like, they interviewed him before the show, he was super nervous. But he did. I think that was like stellar. That was awesome. So that was nice. But the halftime show was mediocre. There was nothing special about the halftime show. But there was one.
I didn't even think there were that many good commercials from what I heard.
Well, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 commercials. They're not even worth replaying. But the game itself was kind of mediocre. The halftime show was so-so. It wasn't really the greatest. They need to stop. I don't know why it's all these old school people that, like, you know, but put some classic rock people back there. You know, who was last year?
Last year was Eminem, Snoop Dogg,
that's right.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, so we're going with all these hip-hop and rappers and shit like that. I don't get it, you know?
I hear next year Elvis is playing.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll have him, like, fucking up in the, you know, they'll have his silhouette playing there.
They'll brush the
mold off
his body.
You know what? I would rather hear that than the shit that they had in this Super Bowl. So
yeah, they should do that. Just start bringing holograms and have, like, a Michael Jackson. Yeah. And his hair can catch on fire like it did in the Pepsi commercial. Yeah. And
that'd be hilarious. All right, well, let me talk through some of the commercials. So you didn't pay attention to any of the commercials, right?
I didn't watch it. So.
All right, so they had Schwarzenegger in a State Farm commercial.
I did see this.
That one was pretty good.
That was good.
Popeyes was pretty good. Don't ask me what they were. I just wrote them down. The Oreo one was pretty good. They had a commercial for Starry, and then Budweiser. Budweiser took the cake. They had a really, really cool commercial. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, take a look at it.
Something like a dog and shit.
Yeah, I think it was with a dog, right? Yeah. So it was a really, like,
didn't
they were
the dog fuck the horse.
Yeah. Yeah, because that works. Yeah. The dog fucked the horse. So yeah, but I will tell you, mediocre at best Super Bowl. Like, there was nothing spectacular. Everybody kind of, like, chalked up this whole thing because of Taylor Swift being there, and, you know.
Yeah, well, that's why I knew the Chiefs were going to win. There was no way they weren't going to let the Chiefs. I think it's fixed.
I said that. Didn't I say that on the last show, though? I thought that there's some motivation to have, the, you know, with Taylor Swift being there. I think that stirs up some shit for the NFL, so they're going to just go with it, you know.
But they said something like there was only like 50 seconds of her, like, on TV throughout.
Well, they caught her in the beginning doing something stupid, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah,
too.
Blowing Jason Kelsey,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably. No. did you see Donna Kelsey flew home Southwest? Her fucking kids can't put her on a better airplane than Southwest ain't that bad. I fly Southwest, but come on, you put your fucking mother on Southwest from the Super Bowl.
Well, they originally got her a Greyhound ticket.
Her brother, her kids, like, they're making millions of dollars, and you fucking make your mom fly home on Southwest. Mm. Really, dude? You can't rent, like, a private jet?
No.
Taylor Swift couldn't fly her home?
That's what I think's funny. They showed her showing up in a fucking private jet. Like, man.
Well, and she had a private jet that flew to Los Angeles, and then she had to drive over because they'd had no more private jet parking in Las Vegas. I thought that was funny.
Oh, the troubles of being rich.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it was awful for her because she had to take this long flight back from Japan, too, Josh.
Wow.
I know, yeah. After she made billions of dollars off that show. Yeah. Japan, well, they said she just did a show in Australia. It was the biggest show she's ever done.
So,
it was like 86,000 people or something like that.
Why did she go and do shows in Japan? Like, does she sing in American?
In American.
Or is she
Josh, there's...
But now they got bad blood.
Well,
and
doesn't what are, my sister listens to him. What are those fucking? What's the boy band like the? It's like One Direction
Asian One Direction.
Yeah, the Asian One Direction. But I don't know that all their music BTS. I don't know if that all their music is in English.
You got them One Direction.
Yeah. So anyway, if anybody else watched the Super Bowl and thought it was better, let me know. I think it was mediocre at best. I didn't pay much attention. I was driving to a friend's house, driving back from a friend's house.
I will say Mahomes, though, man. He's impressive.
He is impressive. Well, like, so is the other quarterback. What's the other quarterback's name? He was pretty impressive, too.
Purdy or something.
Oh, yeah, Brock Purdy, yeah. Yeah, so I really wanted the 49ers to win because Christian McCaffrey.
Of course you did.
Used to. Well, I have a Christian McCaffrey jersey. When he played for the Panthers, all right? So, like, I wanted them to win.
I just thought it was because it was San Francisco and there's a lot of fairies out there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you have to go there all the time?
Hey, girl, hey.
Oh, my God. No, I wanted Christian McCaffrey to win because he never got a chance with the Panthers, and he finally had his chance to get a Super Bowl ring, and he didn't get one.
So. One thing I will say, I saw the whole... Did you see the whole thing with Travis Kelce, like, knocking Andy Reid over almost? What a piece of shit.
Yeah. But Andy Reid just made a bunch of jokes about it. So that's what kind of a good coach I think he is. He really is a good he's a good coach because he just has that special relationship with his players.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's funny how he won all these championships after he left the Eagles.
I think he's one of the greatest coaches I've ever seen.
Well, he's got to be. I can't imagine, but behind Bill Belichick, he's got to be the next most winningest coach in history of the NFL. So because he won two back-to-back Super Bowls. And that's the third one I think he won as the coach of the of
it's
that
the third
team.
One, the
for
only
that
three
franchise.
They had, I think.
The only three were Andy Reid.
Were
yes.
him.
Yeah. He's just smart, you know. But my dad also criticized him, too. And my dad can comment on this. His time management was terrible. They almost lost the game because of Andy's time. Andy Reid's not good at managing the time. He never was good at managing the clock. So, I don't know. Listen, if anybody else has any more feedback on the Super Bowl, I just think it was mediocre. It really wasn't worth watching. It was
I
boring.
Know he's good at managing his A1C.
Yeah, by eating cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so moving on from the Super Bowl, what happened after the Super Bowl was quite interesting. You want to talk about that?
Oh, you mean the parade?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had the Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. And three people started shooting people. Now, luckily, only one person got killed, which is sad enough. But one thing I thought was kind of cool, Taylor Swift donated $100,000 to the family.
Oh, that's good.
To, like, you know, pay for the final expenses and everything.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a nice funeral for $100,000.
Yeah, but...
I didn't see that part of the story that she's going to give $100,000 to
the
family.
Yeah, I just saw that tonight. She's giving $100,000 to the family.
She can afford it, so it's good that she's using
it. She should give $100 million to the family.
Yeah,
hey, seriously.
Listen, I'll commend her. She, the American part of that tour, she gave bonuses to every single person on her crew. So she did, you know, what did they say? She gave out millions of dollars.
Well, yeah, some of them got like
$20,000.
Some got more than that.
So they said the average crew person got a $20,000 bonus. On top of making a boatload of money because those people worked nonstop for her tour. They said the next crew was like they were at the next stop building the next set in between her shows. That's how long it takes them to build their set for her. So you think about, like, if you look at the show that she does with some of these, like, TikTok clips, Taylor Swift really had a, like, crazy show and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I think you get wristbands at Taylor Swift concerts, too, because they all glow and shit. So... Yeah, one of my managers was there. So, all right. Well, moving on from the Super Bowl, Amber got a new car.
She did.
Well, you guys got a new car. I'm sure Amber's driving it. It's here tonight. You're going to test it out.
Actually, she hasn't driven it probably as much as I have.
Yeah.
It's a beast, though. It's a 2019 Volkswagen Tiguan.
Yeah. All-wheel drive or
front? All-wheel drive, panoramic sunroof. Kids think that's the greatest.
Yeah.
Leather interior, heated front seats.
For my mother, coochie warmer, mom. They have a coochie warmer.
It's awesome. So much shit in there, we don't even know how to use it all. She programmed it so when you started, it says, "Welcome, my queen."
Oh, my God. You would.
So I get it, and I'm like, oh, great. Like, I have Josh programmed in there as driver, too. But
yeah.
I don't know. What?
Our audience is talking. They're alive.
I think Oscar needs a Klonopin. He's pacing pretty much.
No, he won't get comfortable. He's being real fucking annoying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a warning. It says, do not forget your cell phone when you get out of it. It'll say, check your back seat.
Oh, yeah. So my mom's car, she has a Hyundai, and it says don't forget to check the back seat. Well, that's why they tell you not to forget your cell phone, because you drop it like that. So.
But, yeah, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, they're more... Yeah. Volkswagen's more concerned about your phone versus the kids in the back of the car. Hyundai cares about the kids.
It's funny, when you start it, sometimes it sounds like this.
It's close.
And when you put it
that's,
in...
Well, yeah, I guess that's German, yeah. So yeah.
And when you... It's great, because when you put it in reverse, it does this.
Can you stop the fucking Jew?
Yeah.
It's a nice car, though. I'm sure Eric will say something about it. Hopefully it's positive, but... I don't know.
All right. So now you shared with me that Disney's canceled?
Yeah, so because of two car accidents and a very expensive car payment, Disney is now canceled.
Yeah.
But... I'm chewing the crust. This is the worst part. Hang on, I gotta be like Joey Chestnut and drink something with it. We're going to Virginia Beach instead.
Okay.
We can get...
That's not Disney.
But still, we've never been there, so...
Well, you're close... Virginia Beach, you're close enough to Busch Gardens.
So it's six... We're doing like 6 days or 5 days, and it's less than $1,000.
There's a Wegmans there.
And it's a beachfront hotel, so...
Cool. Virginia Beach is all right. Stay at the south end, don't go to the north end of the beach.
I don't fucking know. I just know.
Don't go to the
beach.
North end of the beach.
What is that, like the gay end?
No, it's the bad end of the beach.
Oh, like you can get like hypodermic needles and shit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it'd be like being in New Jersey. But yeah, so Disney's postponed till next year. It's not totally canceled, but it's being pushed back. But then this fucking snowstorm. How did you fare during the snowstorm?
So, lost power a little bit during the day, and I was at work.
What's a little bit?
Like 2 hours.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I lost mine at 5 a.m. Tuesday morning and didn't get it back till 8 o'clock, 8:30-ish on Wednesday night. Fucking cold.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have no water either, right? Because everything's on a pump.
You know, water... No phone, no light, no motor car. Not a single luxury. We heat the house with coal. So I was down there like it was fucking 1855. And I'm hand cranking the coal stoker to try to keep it burning.
Yeah.
And then I'm like cutting wood and trying to get that going. And what are you saying? Because nobody can hear you. What? Right. Tonight's show is brought to you by marijuana. Mm-hmm. For the finest marijuana, please see your local dispensary.
Yeah.
And then, fucking PPL. Remember in September when I lost electric and PPL couldn't find my house and they kept saying, oh, no, you have power. You do. It was like a Maury episode. You have power. No, we don't.
Right.
So the same fucking thing happened.
Yeah.
And, like, I called... And when I called on Tuesday, I wasn't expecting them to be like, oh, it'll be on, this time. I just wanted them to know my outage. And the lady goes, and what's your name? And I told her, and she goes, okay. And your account number? And I gave her the account number. And she goes, are you sure you have Pennsylvania Power and Light? And I was like, yeah, I'm like 13 years, sure. Why? I don't see that address. I don't see your name. I don't see the phone number. And I'm like, well, I definitely have PPL, lady. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's like you, like, it's funny when they take your money,
well,
you
no,
know that you have it.
The funniest part was an hour before I called them, they emailed me my bill of $384.
Yeah, that's how it always works.
And she's like, I don't see your name. I said, you know what? I'll just do us both a favor and I'll just hang up on myself, okay? Goodbye. Click. Because I was pissed.
Yeah.
Then my aunt called and they're like, oh no, we show that every house in that driveway has power. And I'm like, motherfucker, here we go again.
Yeah, there you go. There's.
So then I called and I was like, I need to speak with a supervisor. And they're like, oh, well, what can I help you with? They said, I need to speak with a supervisor. Like, well, could you please tell us a little bit about your issue? I'm like, you suck. One moment, please. The guy gets on. He goes, hello, my name is Josh. How may I help you? I'm like, Josh? What? This guy's probably in India somewhere riding a camel. And he's like, what seems to be the problem? And I was like, look, dude, like, I'm not looking for a time that it's going to be back on. I just need to make sure you have the outage, blah, 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 blah. I'm not showing that on my grid. And I'm like, look, I went through this last time. I said I called the Pennsylvania Utility Commission and complained about you guys. I had to have a litigation thing over the phone with your guys' attorney and all this shit. And they said everything would be fixed, and it's not, and blah, 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 blah. This is bullshit. And I was like, and I'm sorry for you, because you're going to hear my rage, and it's not your fault, but this is bullshit. And he's like, I do understand, sir. One moment. And then he comes back on, he goes, oh, yes, Miller Road. Yes, yes, we do see that as an outage now.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
All of a sudden.
I said, well, can you tell me, is 9 and 11 and 15, are they all listed as outages too? And he's like, I'm unable to give you that information, sir. I'm like, look, you can give me the information. And I was like, I gave the names of everybody that lived in each house. And I was like, I'm not asking for their bill. I'm not asking for any personal information. Just tell me, is each house listed as not having power? I said, listen, buddy, look. I said, let's level with me. He's like, I'm Josh, you're Josh. Just tell me. Does it say they're all without power? He's like, yes, yeah, 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 okay. I'm like, okay, great, thanks. Hung up. And then, like, I would text, because you could text PPL. And, like, every, I don't know, like, 20 minutes, I'm sending a message and saying, 11 p.m., 11 p.m., 11 p.m., 11 p.m. Then I get a message that goes, 7 p.m. I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. Like, I actually came twice.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool, 7. That's cool. That's good. That's good. You know, I might not freeze to death
all
night.
And then 7 p.m. came around.
It actually came on.
Okay.
And the funny part was, like, where my house is, you know where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So from, like, Minersville down to me didn't have power.
Yeah.
And then Sheets had power. And then all of Pottsville had power.
But does Sheets have a generator, though?
Well, no, they're on a different grid.
Okay.
We used to be on a Sheets grid, and then when they rebuilt Sheets, they took us off of it.
Okay.
Fuckers.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
So, anyway, they turned our power on, and then, like, 5,000 people up the line lost power because when they turned ours on, it blew a breaker somewhere up the line, and they couldn't find it.
Whoops.
And I'm like, I don't feel bad for you people. I've been out of it for a day and a half, you fuckers.
Well, there's still people up there, right, without power?
I think most of it's back now.
Okay, yeah.
But
I know the scout camp. I was talking to the camp director. She was up there when they lost power. I told her she should have stayed in Gettysburg where she lived. But she needed to do stuff at work, so she came up, and then she lost power. She's sitting there with candles. Well, the problem with the camp is everything's on pumps. So they had no water, nothing. She couldn't flush toilets or anything. She had to go... and like get water to put down the toilet and stuff to use that.
Amber pissed in the driveway.
Well, the nice thing though about camp, Josh, is we have latrines. So worst case scenario,
you shit in a hole. Great.
Well, they're ground dumps basically. So if they build, you all right over there? You blowing your nose?
Yeah. Oh, and then on top of all this shit, I was working on Tuesday during all this. It's amazing. It literally is amazing. Mm-hmm. He crawls in bed and he's out like a light. Wish I could get Will to go to bed that easy. So, I was working and I got a call out for a lady stuck on 81. It took me 2.5 hours to get to her. Mm-hmm. Then I get there And, like, there was no shoulder because PennDOT hadn't plowed the shoulder. They plowed part of the road. Well, I had to try to winch her out of a ditch. And some motherfucker from PennDOT showed up, took pictures of me, and then berated me and threw me off the highway.
No.
He's like, you're not an emergency vehicle. You can't be up here. I'm like, it says emergency services right on the side of my truck. What do you mean?
Yeah, and you dress like a human traffic cone.
And I was like, he goes, you closed the lane. That's very dangerous. I'm like, well, why don't you just sit here, put your little lights on, and I can help this
lady.
Don't
you have lights on your truck?
Yeah. Oh, no, no. I got the. This dude read me the riot act. He goes, you go down the road and park in a... in a cutoff, and you wait for a plow to come by, and we'll give you a little bit of a shoulder, but we can't give you any more than that. And I'm like, okay, well, this lady's been here since 7 in the morning. It's 11:13.
Yeah.
And his dude's just being a total fucking douchebag, and he goes, well, I guess you just tell her, hey, it sucks, you're stuck, right? And I'm like, wow, okay. I said, well, the state police gave me permission to be up here because they had the highway closed down. And the stadies were sitting in the middle of it, so I drove up to them and explained what I had to do. They said, yeah, you can get on, but you can't get on here. There's a tractor trailer flipped. So I had to drive, like, all the way out of the way to get on it. And then they threw me off of it. I was like, what the fuck?
But you're not an emergency vehicle, Josh.
No. I was like, really? So you don't give me a fucking asshole about it. Maybe
PennDOT. They're miserable because they make a shitload of money and do no work.
I said, maybe if you do a better job plowing the road, I'd have some room to work, right?
Yeah, but they don't give it. Yeah, they're douchebags.
Yeah, he was a total fucking twat bag.
Well, I wound up, so I thought, cool, it's going to start later. So it's raining all night, right? So I can hear it dripping on the window. So it's like 4 o'clock, 4:30. I get up to take a piss, right? So it's still dripping. There's no snow outside. Fucking wake up an hour later, and it's quiet outside. And you know what that means when it gets real quiet outside. You know that it's fucking snowing like hell. I freaking look out, and everything's snow-covered. I was like, in a fucking hour. So then so I go out. I take Oscar out, and it's not falling, like, super hard, but it's definitely falling real fast.
It's coming down, yeah.
I come out at 6:30, dude. It's fucking just coming down like crazy. It was like fucking Star Wars, and I wasn't even driving yet, all right? So then I had to start, right? And you know my drive's 32 miles to work, all right? But the one thing I said was, all right, I'm going to go because, like, as I get further south, it's not changed over yet. Yeah, well, was I fucking wrong? So I fucking drove all the way through the snow. I sent you a picture, didn't I?
One of us.
Did I send you a picture of 202?
Yeah,
it was like fucking 3 inches of snow all the way down. I think the max speed I got was like 35 miles an hour. Luckily, when I got to the Delaware border, because I work in Delaware, they actually, at that point, they had plowed. But it was ridiculous the whole way down there. And then... down in Delaware, in the afternoon, Josh, it all melted. I was
really?
Like, this fucking horseshit. Yeah, everything melted. Well, the roads were clean by the time I got, like, done work. All the roads were clean all the way home because it all had melted on the road. So,
are there things that make you
so,
angry?
But the power went out here for, like, 2 hours, but that was something close by. And then they said that the power came back on, but then my cameras didn't come back online, so I know there was no power. It wasn't the internet because Verizon was showing that there was a signal to the house. So I reported the outage again to Pico. And then Pico's like, no, we show that there's power in the house. And then they're like, oh, wait, there's a power outage at you know, whatever, you know, your address is, right? So, and then, like, maybe 15 minutes later, then all the cameras went back online. So I was like, all right, the power came back on. And then, you know, Pico sent the message and all this kind of stuff. But, yeah, it was only 2 hours. But here's the deal. Like, when the power goes out and I'm not home, the smoke detector in the kitchen area will just start yelling fire,
oh,
fire,
yeah,
fire.
Yeah,
you
remember
that, right? So it just starts yelling fire. Well, the problem is it freaks the shit out of Oscar. So I was, like, more worried because he was home. And the roommate came in and said that it was doing that. And I said, next time it does that, pull the smoke detector from in the kitchen down and unplug it so it stops doing that.
So did Calvin climb up and take it down or no?
No, because he didn't know that.
Oh.
So I didn't know he came home because I don't have the cameras on, so I didn't know he came home. So
now I have this issue, and I posted about it on Facebook. And are there people or a lot of people down here that don't clean their fucking cars
off?
Yeah,
all a ton of lazy people.
Oh, my God. If I got to climb up on top of a fucking big-ass pickup truck and clean it off, you can clean it off your fucking Honda Civic.
People are lazy. That's the...
But, no, they need to fucking enforce that shit.
Yeah, I think the hardest part about this snowstorm is the snow was falling so hard that I couldn't keep it off my windshield, right?
It was heavy as fuck.
Yeah,
too.
So what was happening was it was sticking to the window, and then it was just pushing into piles on my hood. I couldn't even use my sprayer.
Oh, okay.
So I had to stop at one point, and there's nowhere to stop. If I stop, I'm
going
to get stuck.
Farm show days.
Well, right. Well, when I'm driving down the road, though, Josh, like, people are getting stuck on the hills. The people with, like, rear-wheel drive and shit are getting stuck on the hills. And I'm like, my front-wheel drive SUV, it'll keep going as long as I keep going. But if you got to – and the problem with 202 is you got to stop. I don't have all-wheel drive. But the car's heavy enough, and as long as I'm moving and I have momentum. But the problem is you have so many traffic lights and small hills going to work. All these – but, like, people trying to drive fucking rear-wheel drive box trucks. If they're not loaded, don't drive them. You know, and then that was the problem is then I'm trying to advance lane – like, I'm trying to change lanes – and the middle's like all fucking slush. Listen, my car kept going. It did really well. It does really well in the snow as long as
I'm
moving.
Like brand new tires on there too.
Yeah, it has brand new tires, and they're all season tires too. So they're really good in the snow. But it's just like it was pissing me off because people were just getting. It's like get out of my way, because it was everybody went to work that morning, and that's what sucked. Even the schools weren't closing, and everybody was going to work. So it's like fuck, man. So that was just my annoying part. But I finally got there. It took me about an hour and a half to get to work. I did have enough time to stop at Wawa though, and still get to work on time.
And what does it normally take you?
Probably about like 55 minutes in the morning. Took about an hour and a half. So just because I was going like 30 miles an hour most of the time. But I will say after the last podcast, I don't know, did I tell you about this? After the last pod, after we recorded that next morning, I fucking had a nail in my tire.
Did you?
Yeah, I needed you because like the jack that I have is ridiculous. But I had to call roadside assistance for the first time ever.
Who was it? Was it AAA?
No, so I use
Hyundai Roadside.
State Farm. Oh, I have roadside assistance with them. So they call Superior, they're the fucking local tow company here. 9 o'clock in the morning, could you guess the wait time?
About 2 hours.
2 hours. 90 to 120 minutes till the response time. And I'll tell you, it was about 2 hours. I fucking just sat here waiting for them.
They would shoot me if it took me that
long. But here's the deal, Josh. It was on the rear driver's side, and I didn't even see it when I went out there. I don't know how the fuck I didn't see it.
Was it fixable?
It was, well, yeah, I went to Cantner's on Thursday and had it fixed, but Josh, it was fucking pancaked on the bottom. It was like that all night. Like, it was flat as shit. I'm driving, and I'm like, wow, that's really loud. And it wasn't flopping or anything like that, but I'm like, wow, the tires, it's really loud in here. So I got up as far as the car wash, and then the tire pressure went on, like, and then it shows me the tire pressures for the car. It was zero. Oops. And I was like, fuck. So I drove back and I was like, damn. And then I tried to get him to help me because he works on cars. It's just, and the jack is just so stupid. So I called roadside assistance.
God! No, God!
The guy
please,
came and
no!
changed
no!
it in like 2 seconds.
No!
It was crazy. So, but the first problem I have is I was trying to figure out how the hell to get the spare tire out because it's underneath the car. I had to figure out how to get it out from underneath the
crank,
car.
Probably.
It's a crank on the inside. You have to use it. But listen, I pay for insurance, and I don't use it. So the fact that I have roadside assistance, I've been paying for that since I've had the plan. I pay like $3 a month for roadside assistance, so I might as well fucking use it for a change, right? So I finally used it. What are you looking at?
The dog was smelling my foot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, but Josh, it was a fucking pancake. I was worried they weren't going to be able to repair it because it had a flat spot on it, but I took it to Cantner's. You know Cantner's. They do a really good job with tires. Dude, so I went there on Thursday and it was late, so I thought I wasn't going to get in there. It
takes him like 12 seconds.
So I asked him, so I said, can you fix it? He's like, oh yeah, no problem. So like I pull in, they see the donut on the car, they open up the hood, or they open up the trunk, and obviously they see the tire in there. The guy circles it. They take it over there. I was like, do you guys think you can rotate the tires? He's like, yeah, we can do that for you. Fucking Josh, can you guess how many minutes I was in there?
I'd say like 10 at most.
7 minutes. I barely even sat back down, and these guys were already done with the
tire.
Well,
that's because they do it like a fucking pit crew.
They do. There's like seven people in there.
Yeah.
Well, but the guy opened the trunk, took the tire out, handed it to some other guy. Fucking, he had it back in the car in like 4 minutes. I've never seen somebody repair. I go to some of these other tire places, and it takes them 3 hours to fucking make a repair on a tire.
Well, ask Eric when we worked at CJ's. The average tire repair would be like, it'll take about 45 minutes.
Yeah, they fucking repaired a tire in 2 seconds. Like, my biggest fear is that it doesn't work. Like, it ain't going to work right. But not only that, they fucking put the spare tire back under the car.
Oh, wow.
And they had to deflate it a little bit because for it to fit, I guess. You can't have full air pressure in the bottom.
Wow.
So, because it gets 24 pounds of pressure. The annoying part was
what?
It gets 24. It only gets 24 because my normal tire is 35 pounds.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound right.
I don't know. That's what I thought, too.
Most
I don't...
spares get 60 pounds.
Oh, maybe did he say 64 pounds of air?
60.
I don't know. I thought he said
if
it gets 24.
If it's a donut, it gets 60 pounds
of
air.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe I misunderstood something. But they said they had to deflate it a little bit for it to fit in the holder under the car. But he said no matter what, anytime anybody that comes to service the tire or change the tire is going to put air in it.
Put
before
air
they,
in it, yeah.
But yeah, so that was interesting because that's the first time in a while. But I don't know. I must have picked it up on the way home at some point, and then it just deflated all night long. But that's the first time that my tire's ever been that flat, though. I've never had it like a pancake at the bottom. So I seriously was worried that I flat spotted the tire. All right. And then probably the last thing I want to talk about for this show. I had a guy overdose at work.
Oh.
So this was.
Now,
this
am
was
I allowed to make fun of this?
No, not really. Because this is something I've never dealt with this before. And it was really like in my mind, it was really something like. Weird.
Body ass whammer.
Never, like, I know, like, we're trained in these situations. We get training on stuff like this.
I just don't understand how this happens where you work.
Oh, we're very urban, Josh. We're right down the street from the city.
No, but I'm just saying, like, oh, I got to run into the store, could get a loaf of bread, some milk, and, oh, yeah, I'll take this crystal meth with me.
So, apparently, he was out in his vehicle for a little while, so they think that he shot up in the car. So listen, I'm just like a customer approaches one of my employees. My employee comes to get me and the employee, just says this guy's acting real weird. Then the customer's like shouting at me. So I just go over and I just ask the guy, is there anything I can help you with? And he's like fucking rolling his eyes and just like, he just keeps shaking his head. No.
He's tweaking.
Yeah. So, and then he starts matrixing, if you know what I mean. So he's like,
what?
You know, he's doing all these weird moves and shit. And then
so
he almost
were
falls.
You like, what the f-?
Well, he almost falls over. No, I just keep asking him, is there anything I can help you with? Are you here with anybody? Can I get you anything else? Like, I have to be respectful and polite because I don't want to just assume the guy's on drugs, right? Even though you can see he's on drugs. So then he starts getting less and less responsive to me, right? So I'm calling, like, my counterparts because you need help with this. I'm trying to keep this guy from falling. I love how you're laughing at this.
One of us
I'm trying to keep this guy from falling. Plus, there's a glass case right there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I'm trying to stop him from doing that. So I had to call people to help me. And then, obviously they've seen it before. So, like, one's like, call 911. And then we were fortunate that the deputy fire chief from the local fire company was actually fucking shopping for his wife.
I saw
for
him
food,
smoking
for dinner.
A joint.
Yeah, he was doing more than a joint. So he just looks at us and, he identifies himself and he looks at us and he says, well, this is what heroin will do to you.
Hey, I'm a police officer.
So they fucking, so he calls because, so did you ever get 911 where it says that all circuits are currently busy. We'll answer it in the order that it was received.
Yeah.
911. 911, and that's what happens.
Oh,
can you believe that
good
shit?
Good thing I only got shot in the jugular.
Well,
that's
and then
good.
The whole thing is, like, Josh, their response time. This guy's fucking ODing on heroin. Do you know how long it took him to get to us after 911 confirmed?
3 days.
Like 17 minutes. They're 5 minutes down the road. The guy was trying to make excuses. I said, dude, if you got lights and sirens on, there's no reason it takes you this long to get here. They take forever to get there from that local fire. But he was there. He already told him that he needs Narcan right away. So he gave him, he shot Narcan in his nose. No, but this guy was sweating. And the whole thing is they were just trying to keep him breathing. And that's what I said to the.
Did he pay for his groceries?
No. So we obviously took the stuff back. We have to log all that stuff because it's an incident report.
And then you have to like throw that away?
So
or?
It'll all get thrown away because, Josh, you don't know if this guy has fucking blood on his hands or anything.
Well, I'm sure
so I
did.
Made my employee that was helping me hold him up change his apron and everything like that because I don't know what's on this guy's, But listen, I'll tell you, it was the hardest part is.
Black guy, white guy, Asian guy.
Like a short, chubby black guy. Like, not like dark, like chocolate colored.
So it was.
Funky Budge Packer.
Yeah, it was just strange. Don't make a joke about this because it's pretty serious. This guy was real fucked up. So, and the whole thing is I don't know if he lived or if he died or he was alive.
Really?
So, well, because they took him out in the ambulance. Once they gave him the Narcan and they got it. But Josh, his heart rate was like 100. Like his heart was beating perfectly, but he just, like, it's the breathing that gets shut off from ODing on that apparently. So, but just listen, it was. The whole thing is I'm glad that his heart stays functional because if I have to fucking pull that AED out, I'm going to be so pissed. So I'm trained on it, but I never want to use it. And I certainly didn't want to give this guy CPR, so I'm glad he kept breathing.
Let's see. Did he live or die?
Yeah. So I'm glad you can make a joke out of this. So
I want to say he lived.
All right.
They didn't use the AED, so...
Because his heart was still functioning. All right,
so
well,
his heart was okay.
February 22nd, 20, we're going to move on because Josh wants to just make a joke of somebody ODing.
Well, I can't feel bad for people that do
well,
that.
Well, I don't feel bad that the guy fucking shot up in the parking lot. But
I think it's bullshit that Narcan is just...
Josh, I'm more pissed at the fact that I had to deal with this. You know, it's not... I'm a fucking retail food service chef, and I have to deal with bullshit like this.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Hey, you're back there stirring some bolognese and fucking...
Yeah, it's... No, I was...
AC, aisle four.
The whole thing is it's fucking Valentine's Day, so I'm more worried about my sushi department. I can't freaking figure that out because because I'm worried about some guy ODing in the freaking bakery department of my store. So that's it. All right. Well, anyway, February 22nd, 2024. Josh, it is National Chili Day. And to accompany that, it's also National Margarita Day, and you can have it with your dog because it is National Walk Your Dog Day. So it's also Be Humble Day.
Our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid.
yep.
I'm still just picturing this guy.
It's Independence Day in St. Lucia. And it's also National Cook a Sweet Potato Day, Josh.
Right.
Yeah, there's lots of different days of the week. Let's see if there's any relevant birthdays on February 22nd. Probably not. Robert Kardashian. And James Blunt.
It's like weed.
Drew Barrymore's birthday.
I hate her.
They have a really attractive picture of her on here.
Ever since she got that fucking stupid talk show.
Yeah, she's definitely... Yeah, but people like her talk show. I like Kelly Clarkson's talk show better.
I don't. She looks like she ate the guests.
Well, Kelly Clarkson had a baby and got fat. She also went through a lot, so...
So did I, but everybody makes fun of me.
All right, so... Finland, Josh, drinks the most pounds of this... Per year, Finland drinks the most pounds.
How do you drink the most pounds of something? Wouldn't it be the most like
pounds? Pints are measured in pounds if they're the equivalent of water.
Right.
But the ingredient can be measured.
Oh, you mean
pounds.
Like so? It could be like you know, like grapes.
Yeah, the ingredient can be measured in pounds.
So like goat piss. Do you measure that in pounds
or what is your trivia question, Josh?
What is the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time? And with that, we're going to go into my into clip here. Have you ever seen Problem Child?
Mm-hmm. Love that movie. I haven't watched that in a while.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a clip from Problem Child 2.
The bitch must die.
This is Will.
Oh, shoot. She tricked me again. I wish I had half the brain she does. Well, there's always tomorrow.
That guy's pathetic.
Aha!
You know, you've never been born.
Ooh, I'm really scared. I'm being threatened by the Tidy Bowl girl. Now, why have you been bugging me?
I'll bug whoever I want. This is my school.
Says who?
Me and my Aunt Matey.
So
good. That was when Mr. Thorne gets blown up on the toilet. Now, why would I pick that clip? Well, maybe because a Florida man is suing a Dunkin' over injuries following a toilet explosion. That's right. An employee told the man that they were aware of the problem with the toilet since there had been previous incidents, the lawsuit states. This happened in Orlando. A customer has filed a negligence lawsuit against Duncan, claiming he was injured by an exploding toilet at one of the coffee chain's locations in Central Florida. Paul Caraccio is seeking more than $100,000 in a lawsuit filed Wednesday in state court in Orlando, claiming he suffered severe and long-term injuries following the explosion of a toilet in the men's room at a Dunkin' in Winter Park, Florida, a year ago. After the explosion, it left the man covered in human feces, urine, and debris. He walked out of the men's room seeking help from workers and the store manager, according to the lawsuit. An employee told him that they were aware of the problem, since it had previous issues, without diving into further details about the explosion. When contacted by email for more details on the man's injuries, his attorney, Scott Spradley, said he was tied up and couldn't answer the questions until the following day. The Canton, Massachusetts-based company did not immediately respond to emails seeking comment. The lawsuit says that the man suffered bodily injury, and he has required mental health care and counseling since the incident, which occurred in January of 2022. Are you kidding me? Why can't anything like this ever happen to me?
Because we're not lucky enough to get a payout like this, Josh.
I'll let someone spray shit on me for $100,000. Like, you put it in my face. As long as it's not, like, tainted with anything, you know. I just want straight human shit. I don't want, like, anything that could be diseased or anything like that. And from one dumbass to another dumbass, we go to something I haven't touched on in a while here. A world record that was broken by a Danish man who stuck 68 matches up his nose for a world record. That's right, a Danish man has earned an unusual Guinness World Record title when he managed to stuff 68 matchsticks into his nostrils. Peter von Tango Buskov, 39, was awarded the title of most matches held in the nose when he surpassed the Guinness World Record goal of 45 matchsticks. The fact that some other fuck did this before him, I would be pissed. I'd be like, come on, really? I stuffed matches up my nose and somebody else had to fucking do this.
Surprise. It's ridiculous what people do. We need to do one of these.
Stick golf.
How few listeners can you get off of one podcast episode?
Well, no. I want, like, I would say stick ping pong balls in my rectum and see how many we can get in there.
Oh, my God.
I would do it and then see if I could shoot them out and you can hit them with a ping pong paddle. Anyway, surprisingly, it didn't really hurt, the man told the Guinness World Records. I have fairly large nostrils and quite stretchy skin. I'm sure that helped me a lot. He chose the matchstick challenge after researching different world records he could attempt. He said he doesn't think he can currently beat his own record, however, and he hasn't ruled out trying again in the future. For me, an increase in capacity would require some training, and perhaps my nose will grow as I get a little older, he said. You know, my dad probably would have been good at that. We used to call him Nickel Nose because he had huge nostrils. We also used to call him Asshole Eyes because when he would squint, it looked like two assholes. I love him so much, I miss him every day. But anyway, that's what's happening over here.
All right, can you turn your music down a little bit?
It is a little loud. I think you have me cranked up too loud.
I must have.
Yeah, you did.
You're not a nice person.
If you're anything like me, you like to be surrounded by a snack or two while watching the big game. You know, when buying snacks for the game, you might have noticed one thing. Sports drinks bottles are smaller. A bag of chips has fewer chips, but they're still charging it just as much. And as an ice cream lover, what makes me the most angry is that ice cream cartons have actually shrunk in size, not in price. I've had enough of what they call shrinkflation. It's a ripoff. Some companies are trying to pull a fast one by shrinking the products little by little.
Was this a Super Bowl commercial?
Give me a break.
It's on Twitter, actually.
The American public is tired of being played for suckers. I'm calling on companies to put a stop to this. Let's make sure businesses do the right thing.
I'll take care of him.
No, it don't take much. It ain't going to take that. All right, so just ahead of the Super Bowl, Biden posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, sharing a video aimed at snack companies, saying that they are shrinking the size of their products.
Joe, Joe, it's time for your diaper change.
So we appreciate that the president has to deflect attention away from inflation that has lingered during the administration, says the president and CEO of Consumer Brands Association. According to them, his organization is eager to work with the president and his administration on real solutions that benefit the customers. However, a December 2023 report published by Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey shows the issue to be much deeper than more deflection. According to the report, General Mills decreased the size of its family size offering across multiple products without reducing cost, including reducing the size of its family size Cocoa Puffs from 19.3 ounces to 18.1 ounces. It then doubled by increasing the cost of the lighter product in 2023. The report also called out Frito-Lay, which reduced the size of a bag of Doritos from 9.75 ounces to 9.25 ounces. Though the company noted the change was due to the pandemic, it still posted a 9%...
Why?
I don't know. Due to posted a 9% increased operating profit between 2021 and 2022. Other household goods appear to be suffering through shrinkflation, including Charmin Ultra Soft Mega Rolls of toilet paper, which decreased 264 double-ply sheets to 244.
Well, and now some of them come used.
While the company's other offering, Ultra Soft Mega Rolls, have decreased from 396 to 366, Josh. It's not alone in the toilet paper shrinking either, with the report noting that Cottonelle one-ply Mega Roll went from 340 to 312. This may not be the last time the president makes an effort to call out brands for practices like this. In early February, I'm only on my first story, dude.
I know, I like the song, though.
Jared Bernstein, the chair of President Biden's Council of Economic Affairs, shared with Reuters, "Our message is very clear, one of the president has and will come to lean into, which is, if your company whose input prices have come down and you're not passing those savings along to the customer, he will call you out." So the president's getting involved with inflation, even though he's the one that caused it. So if you have ever been halfway through a slice of pizza at Chuck E. Cheese, Josh, man, I wish I could have this for myself at home. Then first off, please get in touch because you are the kind of human being we'd like to interrogate. And second, you're in luck because now you can. The original Pizza Rat, One Charles Entertainment Cheese, is releasing a cookbook, which its publishers explain will extend the Chuck E. Cheese experience beyond
Detective John Kimball.
Beyond the fun centers. So the 128-page Chuck E. Cheese and Friends Party Cookbook features all of the Chuck E. Cheese characters, including Hound Dog Jasper T. Jowls, Anthropomorphic Chicken, Helen Henny, and the titled rodent himself. The cookbook is perfect for planning a party menu.
I like when they put Chuck E. in a trap.
Where you need some mummy dogs, caramel vamples, and Scarlet Spider Brew for your next Halloween gathering. And you can wow your kids with a post-slumber party spread featuring breakfast pizza, cinnamon rolls, and French toast dippers. Even the youngest sous chefs will enjoy this cookbook because of the games, jokes, and QR code links to video clips featuring Chuck E. Cheese and all of his mates. The Chuck E. Cheese and Friends Party Cookbook is available to pre-order now through Amazon, Target, Walmart, or through Chuck E. Cheese's own Chuck E. Shop. It has suggested retail price of $22.99 is scheduled for release on Tuesday, March 19th. And after you've worked your way through all the recipes in the cookbook and every page of the coloring book has been completed, the whole family will have to go out and celebrate. We hear Chuck E. Cheese is a great kind of thing.
I don't think I've ever shit on my floor.
You might after using that cookbook. Yeah.
All right, so Josh, Finland drinks the most pounds of this per year.
Wine.
Try again.
Beer.
Try again.
Chocolate milk.
Try again. Last chance.
I don't know.
Coffee. So I imagine they're weighing it. Well, they could weigh it in weight form as well.
I would have thought that would be like in Colombia.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't give an explanation why, but they apparently drink the most pounds of coffee per year. All right, question.
What is the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time?
Halloween? R-rated movie, I have no idea.
Here, I'll give you a hint. Ready?
I have no idea.
You might want to nail this one to a cross.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Passion of the Christ.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Good trivia question, because I'd have no fucking idea. All right. Well, with that being said, everybody, that is going to do it. Season 4, episode 36 of The Dead End with Josh and AC. JoshandAC.Podbean.com. You know how to find us. But if you want to change it up, we are on Apple Podcasts. We're on iTunes. We're on the Podbean app. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Google Podcasts, Samsung, Pandora, iHeartRadio, CastBox. And we are available on Amazon Music through your Alexa, Josh.
Find us on Facebook, Josh and AC Podcast, or simply at Josh and AC. We are also on the Instagram machine, so look for us there, Josh and AC Podcast, or send us an email, joshandacpodcast@gmail.com. It's been a fun week. Did we hit an hour?
Almost, 55 minutes. We're good.
The fans are going to stop listening.
No, listen, everybody, just bear with us. It's late tonight. We're trying not to make marathon shows, but also I think people enjoy.
We're trying to not miss 2 weeks again.
Yeah. So we're trying to make sure we have enough content and everything. And
being that it's currently Friday night at 11:10.
Yeah, we're trying
still
to
one more to go.
Yeah, we still want to get these shows done.
Oh, and it's snowing outside probably.
Not yet. It's not snowing yet.
Oh, good.
Not yet. But no matter what, everybody, hopefully you enjoyed the show. I know my dad appreciates the not so long shows. So, but anyway.
Really?
So next week, got a couple things more to talk about. Pregame my vacation, which you'll hear about on the show after, because I'll be back from it. But yeah, anyway, we want you to have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Yep, see you later. God, my nipples are hard.